Hey everybody, welcome to today's Cold Case Murder Mini. I'm your host Ryan Krause, covering the capture of Richard Ramirez, better known as the Night Stalker, who terrorized the streets of Los Angeles in the mid-1980s, and later became a rock star in court when his female groupies showed up to offer their staunch support. By the end of his streak of terror, culminating in his arrest in the summer of 1985, Ramirez was ultimately convicted of 13 murders, 5 attempted murders, 11 counts of sexual assault, and 14 burglaries. While he achieved the equivalent infamy of Ted Bundy or the Zodiac, the Night Stalker was neither of these men. He wasn't just a murderer. He was the quintessential representation of the seedy underbelly of society, of crime, anarchy, and a total disregard for anything falling outside of his own desires. He was the antithesis of civilization, the embodiment of wanting to just say fuck it and rain fire upon the world for his pain. He was a master thief, one who could slip in your locked window in perfect silence and creep beneath the buzz of the air conditioner as he approached your bed armed with a crowbar and a .22 caliber pistol, ready to maim, torture, rape, steal, and kill. He was a reason to lock your doors at night and then check them again. He was a reason to sleep with one eye open, waiting for the shadow to loom over your bed. Yet he was magnetic and possessed a mysticism that left a few of the women he attacked admitting that they still found him attractive, despite the fact he accosted them sexually, blasting them with hot, stale breath emanating from rotting teeth deteriorated by meth use. But his victims were not specific in this manner, nor were his methods, ranging from beating an elderly woman to death with an alarm clock, to shooting a sleeping man, to smashing a teen girl's head with a crowbar. But no matter what the impetus for this madness, whether it was the violent temper of his father, the epileptic seizures he suffered as a child, or the atrocious influence of his cousin Mike, a troubled Vietnam vet who not only showed a young Richard horrific photos of murderous acts he'd committed against civilians while overseas, but ultimately shot his girlfriend to death with a .38 slug to the face in front of the 13-year-old, it all came to a jarring halt on August 31st, 1985. That's when Richard, who'd fled L.A. for Tucson to try to meet up with his brother, returned to the City of Angels in ignorance that his face was already all over newspapers and TV. Apparently, he'd left a fingerprint on a stolen car that was matched evidence regarding a murder, and it all unraveled from there. So, after arriving, Ramirez gets off a bus in East LA, and he goes to a convenience store, where he's noticed by patrons as being the killer. That drew his attention to the newspaper rack, where he saw his face plastered everywhere. So Ramirez, a tall, lanky 25-year-old at the time, was able to take off running and escape capture, fleeing toward the Santa Ana Freeway, where he weaves through traffic on foot to the other side, and then continues into a neighborhood, specifically Hubbard Street. That's when things spin out of control. Ramirez tries to steal a running car from somebody's driveway, tossing aside a woman who's apparently the owner. But her husband is underneath the vehicle working on the transmission, and he jumps out to engage the carjacker. The car starts rolling back toward the house, and this is when Ramirez gets whacked in the head with a metal bar as neighbors approach. He takes off running, though, but the other man chases while calling for his sons to join in the pursuit. Pretty soon, the whole block is after him. He tries to steal another car across the street, but is dragged down by an angry mob. From here, Ramirez is punched, kicked, and hit with various objects until he's finally hauled off by the cops in handcuffs, badly bruised, cut, and swollen, with his whole head bandaged. In fact, he looked very much like one of his victims. And in the end, it was that rare case of vigilante justice that makes you want to smile. Because the man they called the Night Stalker, the evil who owned the night, was defeated under the bright rays of the sun. Brought down at the hands of the very people he tormented for so long. And if there's ever been a reason to believe that good outweighs evil, and that light conquers darkness, this was that moment.